Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to communicate better in English by using what are known as focus words. Using focus words is one of the best ways to make yourself more easily understood. Using focus words is an important way to make your speech flow and sound more natural, like a native speaker's. What's more, becoming aware of them will also make it easier for you to understand what native speakers are saying. The focus of this week's podcast is to learn how to identify the focus word in a phrase. We're also going to practice using focus words in some key phrases of American English. Every language has a particular rhythm. In many languages, such as Spanish, French, Japanese, Chinese, and Arabic, the rhythm is very even. By that, I mean that each syllable receives equal stress and length. However, this is not the case in English. In English, we stress the syllables of certain words. This means that the vowel length of the syllables of certain words is longer. It also means their pitch, their tone, is higher. For example, if I say, "I went to the bank for some cash," I stress several words, and I stress one word more than the others. That word is the focus word. Listen again for the words that have the longest vowels and highest pitches. I went to the bank for some cash. Which words did I stress? If you heard went, bank, and cash, then you heard correctly. Now listen again for the word with the most stress, the focus word. I went to the bank for some cash. If you heard cash, you're correct. Cash had the longest vowel and the highest pitch. Cash is the focus word. Please listen and repeat using cash as your focus word. Make its vowel the longest and its pitch the highest. I went to the bank for some cash. To the American ear, long vowels and higher pitches are signals which highlight the most important pieces of information in a statement. It's like a highlighting pen, but instead of using bright colors, we use high pitches and long vowels. If you don't use focus words and stressed words, then your speech will sound flat and too even to understand to the American ear. We need those stressed syllables as a signal. So which words are usually stressed in a phrase? As you may have noticed, we usually stress verbs, nouns, and adjectives. We also stress adverbs and WH question words, such as who, what, or when. These words are stressed because they usually contain the most important piece of information in a phrase. They contain the content. That's why they're called content words. Among those content words, we have a focus word. And that word will be the newest and most important piece of information in the conversation. If there are many pieces of new information, then we stress the last content word at the end of the phrase. This is simply a rule of English that we should accept. So in the last example, although all the words went, bank, and cash were possibly all new information, we stressed cash more than the others. We made cash the focus word because it came at the end of the phrase. Let's practice some more phrases, making sure that we have a focus word in each. Please listen and repeat, paying careful attention to your focus words. I need a new phone. I'll be a little late. I have a meeting on Tuesday. Let's get together for dinner. Speaking English clearly with the correct rhythm and intonation is an activity which requires a lot of practice and training. You have to repeat the phrases over and over again until you develop what's known as muscle memory, the ability to do something without thinking, automatically. It's similar to learning how to play an instrument, or how to play a sport, or learning how to dance. Speaking English with an American accent is a gradual process, but with the right amount of training and practice, you can do it. Speaking English clearly and correctly is primarily a physical activity. It's similar to learning how to play an instrument, how to play a sport, or learning how to dance. You have to repeat the action over and over again until you develop what's known as muscle memory, the ability to do something without thinking, automatically. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you try my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training contains all the sounds of English, with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. Enough practice exercises to last you for months and months of training. You'll get lessons on all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation and rhythm lessons, reduced forms, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player, smartphone, iPad, or any mobile device and take it with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.